Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's one kind of movie death that's known to hit audiences more than any other, that being the sudden last-second demise of a character who was mere moments away from keeping themselves alive. Whether they were about to be saved, thwart their killer's plans, or were the victims of a harrowingly cruel plot twist at the very last second, the following characters, good guys, bad guys, and everyone in between, were all seconds away from narrowly avoiding a grisly fate, but were caught off guard and then killed anyway. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 movie characters who were seconds away from surviving. Number 10, Rachel Dawes, The Dark Knight. The big turning point in Christopher Nolan's revelatory The Dark Knight comes around the halfway mark, where the Joker is thrown into police custody and reveals that Batman can only save one of his latest victims, those being Gotham's White Knight District Attorney Harvey Dent, or Dent's partner and Batman's love interest Rachel Dawes. Joker gives Batman and the Gotham PD the locations of the doomed pair, and the Caped Crusader races off to save his love Rachel. Only when he gets to the address, he realizes he's been bamboozled, as he finds Dent instead of Rachel, who is then killed in an explosion just as the slower police arrive outside her location. They are so close, but they're just no Batman. The reveal that Joker switched the locations is a harrowing one on first viewing, hammering home the villain's uncaged insanity and twisted genius, but it's also one of the most important plot points in the entire trilogy, guiding Bruce Wayne's decision to give up the Batman mantle in the next film and inadvertently turning Dent into Two-Face along the way. For anyone who thought someone as innocent as Rachel was going to make it out the film unscathed, her sudden and avoidable death hits like a ton of bricks. Number 9, Wash, Serenity. Firefly was a show populated by fantastic characters, including Nathan Fillion as hardened ship captain Malcolm Reynolds, Gina Torres as his loyal right-hand Zoe Washburn, and Adam Baldwin as big-hearted mercenary Jane Cobb. But the most popular player had to be the lovable master pilot Hoban Washburn, the husband of Zoe and the perfect character to get the gang out of a jam when they needed him. In the sequel movie Serenity, which was released when Firefly was unjustly cancelled after just one season, Wash is on typically heroic form in the film's final act, where he's forced to pilot the titular ship through a deadly battlefield. He succeeds, of course, but just as he starts to celebrate his victory, he's impaled by a massive spear and dies instantly. To say it's a shocking death would be an understatement, especially when you consider the character's popularity, but the toughest part of it all is that if he just didn't celebrate his work and left the crashed ship as soon as it landed, the spear never would have blindsided him. Number 8, Dobby, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. In the Harry Potter series' epic finale, many fan-favorite characters are tragically killed, including Mad-Eye Moody, Hedwig the Owl, Fred Weasley, Severus Snape, and countless waves of iconic villains, including Voldemort and Bellatrix Lestrange. But the most left-field and hard-hitting death of them all belongs to Dobby, the former mouse elf of the Malfoy family whom Harry freed from slavery years earlier during the Chamber of Secrets. In the final act of the Deathly Hallows' first chapter, Dobby returns and saves Harry and his friends from Bellatrix, then uses his powers to teleport them to safety. As they teleport away though, Bellatrix throws a knife which follows them to the secluded shell cottage, and when they arrive they learn that Dobby has been mortally wounded. Though some solace can be taken in the fact that he dies saving his closest friends, it still hurts all of these years later that he was so close to making it out alive, but just wasn't quick enough with the apparition spell to save himself. Number 7, Marvin, Pulp Fiction. Don't you just hate it when you're riding along in the car with your hitman friend, talking to a cool dude in the back seat, and then you suddenly and accidentally shoot them in the face? No? Nobody? Well, fortunately for me, John Travolta's Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction knows my exact pain. But the accidental and unintended nature of the surprisingly hilarious moment doesn't make it sting less for the dead man in question, a man named Marvin. See, earlier Marvin had escaped a life-threatening situation and is just about to get dropped off to live another day. Unfortunately, at least if we believe Vega's explanation, a bump in the road or something similar caused the gun to go off, resulting in his shock death. Had the gun been brandished further down the road, Vega gesticulated with a different hand, or Marvin moved an inch to the left or right, well, he'd be alive to tell the tale. Number 6. Simon. Fear Street Part 1, 1994. Netflix's recent horror movie Fear Street went over incredibly well with audiences, due in large part to its inventive structure, take-no-prisoners body count, remixed horror tropes, and the exhilarating mysteries at its center. In the middle of all of this, though, the trilogy also boasted an impressive character lineup, and whilst chilled slacker Simon was far from the most developed or narratively important player around, he nonetheless helped keep things breezy with his funny one-liners and boundless wit. Every teen horror movie needs some comic relief, and Simon filled that role beautifully. It was a massive shock then when he took an axe to the head in the film's final act, without warning or any build-up. Although the body count is high in the movie, many of the deaths you can see coming if you're paying attention, but Simon's broke the rule and audiences' hearts in the process. And considering just how close the rest of his friends were to breaking the curse and outwitting the film's ghoulish killers, his death just hurts that little bit more. If his luck could have kept for just a few more seconds or seen the swing coming, then he might have made it to the third film.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool. Number 5, Private Stanley Fish Mellish, Saving Private Ryan. Opening with one of the most harrowing scenes ever put to the big screen, Saving Private Ryan follows a US Army Ranger squad as they race through France in search of the titular private, who's the last of four brothers left alive on the front line of the war. By the end of the movie, Ryan has been located and the surviving members of the squad are preparing to hold their position against an incoming German assault, which leads to the deaths of most of the squad since they're so heavily outnumbered. Easily the most distressing death scene in the final act, though, belongs to Private Stanley Fish Mellish, who ends up in a hand-to-hand fight with a Nazi soldier and, once overpowered, is hauntingly stabbed to death. What makes his death so troubling, though, is the fact that shell-shocked fish-out-of-water Corporal Timothy Uppen is next to the room the entire time, listening to his friend die, but frozen with fear and unable to bring himself to actually try to save him. If he found the courage to act, which, admittedly, let's face it, few of us would have done in his shoes, then Mellish probably would have survived the siege entirely. Number 4. Ben, Night of the Living Dead, 1968. George A. Romero's influential zombie classic set in motion modern cinema's love for zombie movies, and broke all the rules in the process by casting black stage actor Dwayne Jones as protagonist Ben. After hiding from the ghouls who are attempting to eat their flesh, Ben takes control of a small band of survivors with his calm and collected leadership skills. But the group is eventually torn apart by petty squabbles to such an extent that Ben is the only person left alive at the end of the film. At least, that's how it looks anyway. With the other survivors dead and gone, Ben hides out in a locked cellar, and emerges when he hears humans taking out the remaining zombies outside. They're saved, right? Well, when he rushes out to meet them, they see him as a zombie, despite the fact that he's talking and holding a gun, and shoot him dead. Controversial at the time for being such a striking progressive commentary on racism in America, Ben is only killed because he's seen as a threat. And if the militia had just taken a moment to assess the situation, they'd have seen that he was just a man looking for help and he would have survived his traumatic ordeal. Likewise, had Ben slept through the commotion or just been slower on the draw, he might not have met his fate. Number 3, the final casualties, The Mist. The Mist, based on the novella of the same name by Stephen King, features one of modern horror's most devastating and painfully avoidable climaxes. At the end of the movie, intent on finding his way home amongst the chaos and tragedy surrounding him, David teams up with his young son and a handful of survivors to drive through the mist past the monsters lurking within and to hopefully some kind of safety down the road. The trip proves traumatic though, as David finds his wife dead and his home destroyed. With no way of outrunning the mist or its monstrous inhabitants, he and the others agree to just end their lives, and David uses a pistol to shoot his own son and the other survivors dead. But after this, he's out of bullets, and David doesn't have any left for himself, so instead, he goes to offer himself to the mist, only for a parade of tanks to push straight past him, preparing to re-establish order in the town. David, along the audience, then drops to their knees and screams, knowing that if he just waited a few more moments, his son and friends would still be alive and better than ever. Number 2, Helen Shivers, I Know What You Did Last Summer. I Know What You Did Last Summer is as cheesy and as cliched as any 90s slasher flick that you're likely to find. But underneath all of its hammy performances and predictable plot twists, it also features one of the genre's best ever chase scenes. Near the end of the movie, Sarah Michelle Gellar's beauty queen Helen Shivers is chased through town by the film's vengeful killer, outrunning him and briefly hiding out in her sister's local store before being pursued through the streets once more. As with all slasher flicks, it looks for a second as though Helen is going to escape the killer as she races towards a nearby parade to catch someone's attention and scare off her would-be murderer. But just as she nears the parade, she's blindsided and then stabbed to death, and in an ironic twist, the parade itself actually drowns out her cries for help, so no one notices what's going on. It may not be entirely original, but it still packs one hell of a punch, and is seriously frustrating when you remember just how close she was to reaching safety. Number 1, The Snap Victims, Avengers Infinity War. Avengers Infinity War is full to bursting with moments which, had they been acted out differently, would have stopped Thanos from wiping out half of all life in the universe at the end of the film. First, there's Loki giving up the Tesseract to save his brother, then there's Star-Lord ruining Iron Man's attempts to steal the gauntlet right off the Mad Titan's hand, and finally there's Thor, who manages to badly wound Thanos with his new weapon Stormbreaker in the film's closing moments, and is then left dumbstruck when Thanos snaps his fingers and disappears right in front of him. As the Mad Titan famously quips, you should have gone for the head. And if Thor had simply removed the Mad Titan's hand or head instead of making him suffer and then taunting him, Thanos wouldn't have had time to snap his fingers and enact the devastating final step of his plan. Always go for the double tap, man. Like, did you not get to rent Zombieland on Asgard or what? Were you too busy saving the world? With Thanos gone, then half of life in the universe disappears and Thor slips into a pit of despair for not acting quicker.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?